WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some relief for people who are now former evacuees from the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More of it's contained. There are no reports of any homes destroyed, says ABC's Alex Stone in L.A.
It's about 5,300 acres. No homes that we know of yet, although that could change. The burned in this fire is going around and trying to do assessments of the area. And all evacuation orders have already been lifted this afternoon.
There's at least one storm-related death in Nebraska amid widespread power outages. There's a storm and flash flood alert for the plains and Midwest. Police have not yet announced a motive in what police say was the shooting by Patrick White from a drugstore at Emory University in Atlanta yesterday, hitting several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control. White died of a gunshot. Ukrainian President Zelensky rejecting a President Trump proposal to have Ukraine and Russia swap territory to end the war. This is ABC News. It's the 11th anniversary of a shooting that shocked the nation.
Dozens gathered outside of Canfield Green Apartments in Ferguson, Missouri, where 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed during a confrontation with then-Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Among those in attendance was former Congresswoman Cori Bush.
I don't know who he could be right now, y'all. That's the part that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what he could have contributed to society.
Come on, you.
But Darren Wilson took that from him.
The event marked the 11th anniversary of Brown's death. Jill Enders, ABC News, St. Louis.
The 80th anniversary of the second atomic bombing of Japan by the U.S. in World War II, the port city of Nagasaki. Memorial ceremony was held there, at which Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba reaffirmed Japan's commitment to a world without nuclear weapons. And Mayor Shiro Suzuki warned current global conflicts could push the world again to nuclear war. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The John and Gordy Show.
Water beer.
I hate that
okay.
stuff.
I still can't understand knuckleheads that go in and buy this stuff because it's cheap. Is that really the value you put on your life? Cheap cases of beer? Oh, my God. I have to get that. I've been saving it up for 20 years.
You've been carrying that around a long time.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listen, people, can't you see? You're
can be. Cause you know you're gonna shake in the roaches.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh, yeah, Groovulous Glove. That was a double dip. Fuzzy was the name of that song.
Yeah, and pretty long double dip, huh?
That was a long double dip. Well, yeah. You know, Shake and Roaches, that was that was before that. Well, of course, Groovulous Glove, they were a jam band, so you know what I mean?
It makes sense.
They're going to be jamming, mm-hmm. and it's going to take a little while to develop. But that was from the album Fortune Cookie from 2003. And I just got, it's not new music, but it's new music to us because I just got it in from the bassist, Eric Redash. And they have a thing called the Many Names Band. And it's members from Groovulous Glove that we just heard, mm-hmm. Baghdad Scuba Review, Electric Spanking, and some other kind of bands that kind of spun off of Groovulous Glove. And it's a Leo's birthday bash. It's happening Friday, August 15th at the Burock. That's over in the Northgate Shopping Center. Think Willie Street North on that. That's where that is. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I would bring in some other music from the other bands, right?
Right, makes sense.
Baghdad Scuba mm-hmm. Review. And we're gonna be jamming out here, all right?
I'm sure.
we're developing a theme. But this is great. Same bass player, a couple guys played in all of these bands from Baghdad Scuba Review. Fun band from 2007. This is their song, Water. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
But I wasn't what I thought that I'd see. And now I'm next in line for salvation. Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me? People get up, stand up and let your voices be heard. Before the lies between you and man, they become too blurred. When they speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. The people will get the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may God have a Lord. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Good people, that is Electric Spanking. Love those guys, and of course they're in the line, Grooveless Glove, Baghdad Scuba Review, and Electric Spanking. They'll all be playing Friday, August 15th at the Beer Rock Northgate Shopping Center in Madison. And hey, we have more coming up here in just a minute. We're going to have Jessica Lanius, and she is the co-founder of Art House 360 out in Verona. We're going to hear all about that, the ribbon cutting, the fundraiser, all the stuff that's happening. And then live in the Mad City tonight, we have The Stolen Sea with Nate Mang. And he's here. He's got this
crazy-looking guitar.
Crazy. Yeah. It's a Gretsch. It really looks like an interesting white and gold guitar. I'm interested to see how that will come out tonight. And then, hey, Tim Buttsexy from Government Zero. He's going to be making a comeback with his band, Government Zero. They're playing at the Crustacean Records 30th anniversary party in September. And we're going to have Darwin Sampson, of course, he used to be the owner of The Frequency, and Chris Langkamp. He is the guy who started Crustacean Records, and we'll have them in August 30th for an interview to hear all about that local record company and their 30 years of doing local bands here, making records, making CDs, and all kinds of good stuff. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Tim Buttsexy, it's too hard to say Buttashevsky, which is his real name. So we've just adapted to that. And Government Zero, great band. But right now, he's in another band. This song is so awesome. It's really short. Let's hear it. It's 88 Dynamite. And this is I Like Your Hat.
Yeah, it's we'll what be we right like back. To play on Max Inc. Radio when we don't have enough time to play a real song or an ad, so we just fill this one in.
No, you know what? I really love this song. I mean, there's a lot to love in this song in such a short amount of time. So let's hear it. 88 Dynamite. We'll be right back after the break.
I like your hat, and I wish I had.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meat and jersey raffles at halftime and enjoy half-price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soup made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I am Rocker. I'm here with Jane and Chloe. How are you guys doing tonight? All right.
Yeah.
By day, Jessica Lanius is artistic director for the Theater Leela on Madison's Far West Side in Verona. And after hours, Jessica is co-founder of Arthouse 360. Arthouse 360, it's not just a movement for greater well-being, connection, and artistic expression through the arts, but on August 14th, Art House 360 celebrates moving into the material world after renovating a 1917 historic schoolhouse in Verona, and it will feature a rehearsal studio, a performance venue, and even the Verona mayor, Luke Diaz, he'll be there. This is a big deal, and here in the studio to tell us all about Art House 360 is co-founder Jessica Lanius. Jessica, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Oh, hold on. There you go.
There we go.
Thank you.
And you can talk right into that microphone. Get close. They like it here at Max Inc. Radio. Jessica, does 360 refer to anything like spinning around in circles, like when you're organizing all this stuff?
Oh, I like that. Not exactly. Well, maybe. We definitely have been spinning around in circles. It refers to sort of three things: multidisciplinary, multigenerational, and multicultural. So the whole self, the whole artistic self, and in all the ages and all the different ways that you can make art.
Wow. Well, it's very encompassing, it sounds. Before we hear about your journey creating Art House 360, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved in show business.
Yeah, show business. How I tried to get into show business and ended up back in Madison. So I grew up in this area. I grew up in Sauk Prairie, actually, mm-hmm. small farm town. Was always a performer, dancing around with my mom. My dad's an artist and a creator and an inventor. And got into the show choir, which was a big deal in Sauk Prairie. It actually was, and introduced me to theater, and then ended up going to college, going out to Rutgers out east to study, get my MFA in acting. And then worked in New York City, got an agent, and started going to New York and L.A.
What kind of acting did you do?
All of it at first. It was auditioning for TV, stage, film. I ended up being that cute Midwest girl that got the commercials to sell cheese, basically. I found my niche. But I made good money. I was doing national commercials. Wow. And all of a sudden, I was like, God, I don't like auditioning. I really want to make theater. And I started using the money I was making from the commercials to start my company. Wow. And so my colleague from Rutgers, Andy Arden Reese, and I started Theater Leela in New York City.
Oh, that was started in New York City? Mm-hmm. And then how did you bring it to Wisconsin?
Well, many years went by. I had a baby.
Okay.
And decided that was not the greatest place to live and raise my son. And all my family was here. And so I moved back home with my son and looked around and thought, no one's really doing experimental theater here in the way that we were. Really combining choreographic dance theater with storytelling. And I thought, I think I'm going to move the company here and try it here.
Wow. Are you the only person from the company, or did you bring others from New York City?
I wish. No, I just brought myself. So Andy and I both had babies at the same time. Uh-huh. She ended up going the professor
that
route.
That was your partner in Leela?
Yeah, she was my partner in founding it in New York. And then now she's at NYU Experimental Theater Wing doing her thing.
Oh, wow.
And very supportive. And, I talked to her about could we launch it here? And, maybe I'll have her back here at some point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be awesome. Tell her how great Madison music scene is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Madison's just great in general.
Now, your dad was an inventor. What did he invent?
Well, he worked for a plastics company, of all things.
Okay. But he can invent anything.
Flambeau and Baraboo. And he jokes because when we were kids, we'd be like, my dad, invents yo-yos, because Duncan yo-yos. Yeah. Remember the old Duncan yo-yos?
Yeah, I do.
The butterfly.
The butterfly. Yeah. So we had them all over our house. My dad did all the product design and design for it, but it's also a bigger company. He did decoys and toolboxes. He created art bins.
Ducks.
Yeah, ducks. Yeah, he did. He's an amazing, fun guy. And he also, was doing photography in college. And my grandmother was a visual artist, and my mom is everyone's artistic. No one actually went into it, but it was around me,
Wow, very cool. Well, it seems to make sense, right? So what is the mission and vision for Art House 360? It's a nonprofit, right?
Yes, we're a nonprofit. So we came together. There's four of us, four co-founders, AJ Juarez, Monica Cliff, Carissa Johnson, and myself came together over COVID and really dreamed up this idea of a space where people could really come together through the arts, more than just what we could do on our own. So we're all producing theater or doing dance or making music, art studios, right? But we're all separated. And I think there's been a desire for a long time in Madison. Since I've moved here, there's been a lot of conversation about Everybody kind of feeling like they're in their silos. And so we came together and started talking because we had time because we were in, no one was making theater.
Right.
And, yeah. So, and we dreamt up this idea. Well, what if we could find a space that had all these things? We thought we'd be in some warehouse somewhere, you know, or strip mall. There's no way we could afford where we've actually landed, which is this beautiful historic schoolhouse. But there, it so happened that my son's old school was vacated and the city of Verona was looking for a nonprofit to move into the space and make something for the community.
Wow,
and
nice.
And we were like, hi, well, we'd like to introduce you to this idea. And they listened. And
wow.
They've been listening for 3 years. And they
how fortunate. How did you hear about that? Were they broadcasting that they were looking for someone or you inquired? Or
not really. So I basically drove by and noticed that the school was being torn down. I live in Verona. I'm one of the four co-founders that actually lives there. And just looked up online the city of Verona and read the RFP that Steve Brown Apartments, Alexander Company, were taking over and that they had earmarked or they had marked the building that the city wanted to save it somehow as a historical building. And they had said they wanted it to be like a makerspace or a children's museum, something. And nobody had come forward. And so we started coming forward and presenting our idea and they listened and they believed in us, I guess, because we're here.
Well, tell us about the ribbon cutting that is happening at the old schoolhouse on Thursday, August 14th at 10 p.m. The mayor's going to be there?
The mayor, Luke Diaz, yes. And the city council and Senator Dianne Hesselbein will be there.
Wow.
Mark Ferry from Dane Arts.
Oh, yes.
So all sorts of good people and all of our partners. So, so August 14th at 10 a.m., we will have the official ribbon cutting to open up the renovation of the building and celebrate the fact that we completed that part of our campaign. We still have a long way to go. We're still raising money to do the programming inside the house and to create access. I mean, that's a big part of our mission is how do we create access so that everybody has access to these arts programs, not just if you have the money to pay for classes. So that support we're still raising money for. But yeah, it should be an exciting day. We got Craig's Cake Shop is sponsoring the event. Yummy free cake
good.
And coffee and tours. You'll be able to walk through the space and see all the beautiful muralists. So we have over eight local artists who created murals inside and outside the building. So I'm excited for people to come join us and check it out.
Tell us about the music venue that's in there.
So we have Loud and Proud Music Studio, which is a young man, Isaiah Doyle, who is starting that studio. And he has this vision of doing sound engineering classes. We have this old, cool boiler room. If you ever want to come check it out, it's creepy. But it's all cement.
Are there ghosts?
There is some talk about two ghosts that live in the art house. I don't know about the boiler room, but it's we're hoping that if we can raise the dollars that could actually be a sound studio for him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
How cool. How large is the music venue?
Well,
I mean, is this like a seated or standing?
No,
describe
it's not
it
like
to
that. So
bit.
It's the whole schoolhouse is about 12,000 square feet. And if you can imagine, there's six different classrooms. And those classrooms with these big giant windows have been turned into studios.
Okay.
And so like Theater Lila has a rehearsal studio and a dance studio
and
an acting studio. And then Loud and Proud Music has their music studio. And Barrio Dance has a dance studio and the art studios. And then we saved one of the main classrooms. So when you enter the building, you immediately fall into, it's kind of like a bar, cafe, lounge. And we've got a little stage there and we're fundraising for sound equipment and all the good things so that we can have performances in that space. So that's where we Make Music Verona was in the community room.
Oh, wow. Oh, very
cool. So it's a flexible, small, kind of like a Cafe Coda style space.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And is there also alcohol or just coffee or what do you guys sell?
Oh,
there?
We're hoping. So we're applying for a beer and wine license. So we'll have healthy things and then those things.
Well, the celebration continues on August 15th with Dancing with the Arts. It's a community fundraiser and dance party that runs from 7 to 11 p.m. And I see our friend Lo Marie will be performing. Tell us about Dancing with the Arts.
Yeah, so we our first fundraiser was last summer and we did it outside and it was before the building was under construction and so it was an opportunity to invite the public to introduce them to the idea of art house. And then it stuck because it was such a fun event. We had Latin Pride Orchestra performed and DJ B. Pilar. And so this year we thought we have to have it inside. and so people can see what we've done with the house. And so each studio that I just talked about will have a different sort of theme.
Oh, I see.
And so Lo Marie will kick us off in community room, in the community lounge, and then followed by DJ Francis with some Latin dancing. And my studio is going to have Bollywood style music and dancing.
Wow.
And
like live 80s performed hip-hop. Bollywood?
Well, Manisha Bhargava is leading folks. So if you come, you can learn a little Bollywood style dance. She'll lead folks. And then we're just going to play music and let people do their thing.
Wow.
I think AJ in the Barrio studio is doing 80s hip hop. So he'll lead some things, get people grooving, and hopefully, you know. It'll be a blast. And if you don't dance, it's okay. You can still come. And there's chill lounges. There's tacos. There's a little beer tent. It'll be fun.
Night, huh? Yeah. Beer tent and tacos. I'm there. How can we keep up with Art House 360 online?
The easiest is you can join our newsletter on our website, or we're on socials. So Instagram.
What's
and
your
Facebook.
Website?
Arthouse360.com.
Arthouse360.com. Join the newsletter.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Get updates.
Jessica, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And good luck with your new venture, and keep us posted on your progress.
We will do. Thanks.
And let's listen to a little bit of Lo Marie. She's going to be playing August 15th, Dancing with the Arts at the Art House 360 in Verona. This is Lo Marie, the title track from her album in 2019. This is Tangerine Ginger. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
From the beginning, you were selfish, material merchandise. Search for artist approval, attempt to catalyze. Attempt to catalyze. The weight of lingering sun rays can disperse the gray matter of guilt. That old clock is unwise, trying to sound the alarm through a layer of sin.
Back when I was a little boy, I was just finding my place in the stars. But then my life would forever change when I saw you picking up that guitar. You've inspired me to try and be a rock star. Back when I was just in the car, you'd show me different chords that could ring. Change, giving me the gift that I was meant to bring. You've inspired me to open up my mouth and sing. Music is
Music is family. That is Taylor Sherrick. I'm Rocker here with Jane and Chloe. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Man, that is a great song. I really love Taylor Sherrick. Recorded at Megatone Studios with Paul Schluter.
It was so good to hear that live when he came in to do that, you know?
Oh, man. He's just a great singer.
With his mom, too, right?
Yep, that's right. Of course, Taylor is a lead singer for Foo Foo Dolls, a 90s sort of tribute act. And Friday, August 15th, on the River Stage at Anchor, you can catch the Foo Foo Dolls. That's on the Rock River in Edgerton. Outdoor seating, fire pits, live music, a lot of fun. August 30th, they're at the Wisco Stage right here in Madison for Taste of Madison. Mm-hmm. Looks like the Packers are down right now.
Yep.
To the 7-0
Jets.
Fields ran a touchdown in, of course, right? That's what he used to do in Chicago as well.
Yeah.
And but in the spirit of football season, starting the Packers doing it, there's a Wisconsin band, the Singing Lambonis, and they make some really fun Packers songs. Let's get into the season. Let's get into the mood for the Packers. This is the Singing Lambonis and Kick Your Ass, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, one, two. Two, three, four. Well, you boys come up to Green Bay on a beautiful fall Sunday. I hope you come here ready for a war. Well, y'all may look like Rambo, but when you come to Lambo, by the time you leave, your butt's gonna be real sore. Kick your ass, go kick your ass. Ain't no doubt about it, go kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, no matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers gonna kick your ass. Well, I bet you think you're scary, you steroid popping fairy. I hope you think you got a chance in hell. Well, son, I tell you what, them Pack gonna whip your butt, cause we're still the best damn team in the NFL. Kick your ass, go kick your ass. Ain't no doubt about it, go kick your ass. Don't matter if you're in first place, don't matter if you're last. Something we made back is gonna kick your ass. Take it now. For handing you Uranus, that's just how it is when you play Green Bay. So hand me another liney. Hey, let's go kick some hiney. Go kick your ass, cause that's the Packer way. Kick your ass, go kick your ass. Oh, ain't no doubt about it, go kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers, go kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers, go kick your ass.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like magic mushroom chocolate bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like cookies and magic, wavy wafer, and strawberry milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
I am your name. No, I meant, I'm Art Paul. Improvisize comment here. Hi, you guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Evacuation orders lifted and no homes reported destroyed in the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. The battle's not over, but more of it is contained. It's not the only fire emergency, says ABC's Alex Stone in L.A.
In San Diego, progress is being made on the Roadrunner fire. Containment numbers are rising. And in Meeker, Colorado, the Elk and Lee fires closing in on the town of just 2,300 residents.
There's at least one storm-related death and widespread power outages in Nebraska, and a threat of storms with flash flooding in the plains and Midwest. Ukrainian President Zelensky rejecting a President Trump proposal to have Ukraine and Russia swap territory to end the war. Israelis holding some of the largest protests yet, calling for the